Greetings, everyone. This is Chiquita, the Divinely Preserved Healer, with a quick message for my chosen ones. If in case you didn't notice, and it really doesn't matter when you receive this message, just take it for what it's worth. If it's for you, it's for you. Today is October 7, 2023, and little did I know this morning when I woke up that today is considered National Forgiveness and Happiness Day. I have never heard of any such day, but evidently it's celebrated every year. Now, before I even knew this, I woke up this morning with something that just a download in my spirit that I want to share with you. But before I do that, I want to let you know that as a chosen one, this message has found you for a reason. We tend to be empathetic. We lead from the heart. And that can get us in trouble because not everyone that we reach our hand out to and our heart out to is receptive. And usually these are hurt and wounded people who, if we are not guarding our heart, we will find ourselves in a whole predicament. So with that said, let me tell you what triggered this download this morning. I was watching a very popular skit on YouTube, and in the particular episode that I was watching, a man who was divorced was questioning an ex-boyfriend of his ex-wife. Yeah, I know, that's drama right there, right? Anyway, he was asking him, why does his ex-wife not want to remarry him? And the guy was trying to be considerate and said, well, you know, there's some trauma between y'all. And the guy's response was, what trauma? You should have seen the way my mouth dropped. I'm like, are you serious? What trauma? The ex-boyfriend didn't even try to explain to him because the ex-husband is too busy trying to explain the fact that he doesn't see there's no trauma. What trauma? His answer was, basically, we have both dealt with our issues. We were both being hoodwinked. And I did what I did because I was hoodwinked, and she's forgiven me, so we should just move past and everything should be okay. Let that sink in. His answer was, what trauma? As a chosen one, as an empath, as an empathetic person that you are, and I know if you're listening to this that you probably fall in that category, you need to understand that the people around you, when you reach out and help them and they slap your hand or they stab you in the back or whatever the case may be, in their mind, they're saying those two words, what trauma? So the download that came to me that I want to share with y'all in this meditative moment is this. Forgiveness does not erase trauma. Forgiving someone, they say forgiving someone is for yourself. It helps you, right? It helps you to release the energy associated with that particular event so you can begin the healing process. Notice it's a process. It's not just saying I'm sorry and then the slate is clean and everything's over. No, I'm going to explain to you why. Trauma, when it happens, the level of shock it can deliver to the body, to the mind, to the soul, it literally leaves an imprint, okay? It embeds itself into the cells of the body. And whenever something in our lives happens that triggers our mind to go back and pull that event back in, it's like being re-traumatized all over again. And sometimes the very people that you're helping, they don't see that part. Forgiveness is not tied to forgetfulness, is what I want to tell this guy, this ex-husband and this kid. They are not one and the same. Forgiveness does not automatically go with forgetfulness. Sometimes a person will tell you they have forgiven you, and that's the beginning of the process, not the end. Don't try and link those two together. And if you're confused, you might want to ask the person, are you truly over it? And then sometimes people don't want to take you along on that healing process. You may still be in their life. They may still talk to you, but they may not want you to be a part. You were a part of the trauma. Okay. That's where therapy comes in. And even going to therapy, they still might not want you by their side. It's something that they have to go through on their own. So on that note, chosen one, if you have someone in your life who has that what trauma perspective, you need to realize that this is someone who may very well re-traumatize you without any sympathy, empathy, or anything as to what they're doing. And with that said, it is your responsibility to guard your heart. So I leave you with this scripture. And I don't remember what translation, but I remember years ago coming across it, and I just love the way it was written. And it's Proverbs 4:23. Guard your heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. That's it for this meditative moment. I am Chiquita, the Divinely Preserved Healer. If you like this podcast and would like to know more about the holistic services that I offer, please visit www.divinelypreservedhealer.com. DivinelyPreserved Healer.com. Until next time, bye.